The following podcast is brought to you by Iconic Nation Media. Hello and welcome back to Level Up. I'm your host, Kimberly Levy. You guys, today I'm so excited to talk to you about reframing. Now, this is one of the biggest tools in my toolkit that I am about to uncover and share with you guys. So buckle up. Let's get ready to dive in. Okay, so much of life is the way that you choose to narrate. Think of this. You can literally play the same sequence of events that have actually occurred. And depending on how you choose to narrate those events to yourself, will determine how you really perceive what just happened. Yes, I'm giving you a pause to digest that. So I'm going to give you an example. One of my friends just rehashed the last 10 years of her life in her mind, the way she plays it. She kind of shared with me the way she sees how everything went in her life over the last 10 years. And as she was talking, my jaw hit the floor just because the way I perceive her and what's happened to her is so different than the way she perceives it. And it's not that one is right or wrong, it's just that one is more productive and beneficial. So the way I perceive her is so much more positive, so amazing. It's like she's had this amazing last 10 years that is beautiful. And I feel like the way she's portraying it is very like critical of herself and just posed in such a negative light that's not helpful and it's not necessary. And it's just, I don't know. It really blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. I was like really shocked by the whole thing. So it really was amazing for me to be able to sit down and speak with her and just say, look, you had a beautiful last 10 years. I think what's hard about everything that you're experiencing is that you're simply in a transition right now. As your kids are growing older and jobs have changed, circumstances have changed, you're at a transition point, which is absolutely normal. It's also absolutely uncomfortable. So anyone that's transitioned between, let's just say, staying home and going to work, for example, or you've moved cities, your husband has changed his job, your wife has changed her job, you know, somebody passed away, you got a divorce, you moved, your kids changed schools, any of these things are all major life events that happen to everybody. And it really comes down to how you choose to narrate events. And it's not only in situations of transition, it's just kind of broadly, like even if you were someone that came off of a job that you absolutely hated, let's say it this way. Let's pretend you just came out of a job that was terrible. It was the worst job you've ever had in your life. You know, let's just say you weren't respected, your boss was mean to you, your team wasn't supportive, it wasn't a collaborative environment, you were promised a bunch of things you didn't get. Let's just pretend, right? Now, you can basically take this and you can just run with the fact that this was the worst job I ever had and listen to all of the reasons why. This is how I was treated. This is why it was the worst thing that ever happened to me, and so on. Okay, so let's just say it was in fact the worst job you ever had. So let's just call that a fact. Now, you can either sit there and just rehash everything and essentially put yourself back through that experience over and over again by recounting all of the negative experiences you had. And that's what a lot of us tend to do. And I think it's because it's comfortable and it's familiar. But I'm challenging you, and I want to really change your way of thinking. And this is where it's a very powerful tool. What if you chose that same exact sequence of events and you chose to reframe it? Okay, so all of the same things are still true. Everything that happened, happened. However, What if you just decided to say, you know what? That was the worst job I ever had for ABC reasons. Definitely wasn't for me. And here's what I took from it. And here's how I'm going to apply that knowledge moving forward. Now I know that I need to work at a company that values me. I need to know that I need to have better contracts behind me to make sure I have everything I was promised. And I proved to myself that I can be productive despite not having the correct support. And I'm really proud of my performance despite this challenging environment. And I can't wait to regroup. And in my next job, I can't wait to perform in a way and in an environment that is so much more productive. And with that, you're not taking your bad experience and just rehashing it over and over. Rather, you are reframing the experience, taking lessons from it, and moving forward in a productive manner. So this is really important because if you are not able to control a narrative to your benefit, you can very easily get caught up in somebody else's narrative. And in life, there are often a lot of toxic people out there. There's a lot of negativity, and there's just a lot of bad stuff that happens in life. And that's just the cold, hard truth. And this came up as one of my kids was struggling. Carter was actually struggling with somebody that said something mean to him at camp, and he was in tears. And it turned out it was a girl that said he was weak, which, you know, is easy for us adults to just simply shrug off, right? But for him, he really took it to heart and it really bothered him. And I said, son, Brian and I spoke with him for a good 20 minutes one night. And I said, Carter, you've got to learn to control what, you know, who you let into your mind. And if somebody says something mean to you, you have to be able to just reframe it and just say, okay, that person is actually not even important to me. That's someone I'm never going to see again. They're at camp with me. And you have to learn to put that person in a box. And you can either choose to respond by saying, you know, you're weak, or why would you say something rude to me like that? And come up with a response. Or, you know, and if you do that, you can respond and say your piece and walk away. Or you can just simply say, you know, I don't think that's very nice, or et cetera. And you can respond that way. Or you can just simply create distance and ignore somebody. Now, that's a more simple example, but it still is just as powerful because to this child, it means a lot. And the point is that it's important for you to be able to reframe things so easily because it builds mental strength. It allows you to take control of situations that are otherwise completely out of your control. And if you simply just let your emotions ride, your good energy is going to be drained because you're going to remain stuck in those same emotions over and over. And you're going to continue reliving these toxic experiences over and over and over rather than, you know, reviewing it at a high level, acknowledging it for what it was, and then taking out of it what's productive and helpful to you moving forward so that you can quickly turn the page. I think where I see the most issues kind of overall is that we're not really trained to reframe. Like, I've never been taught this skill of all of the schooling. No one's ever explained this to me. It's just something I started to do. And I don't understand why this is not taught, because to me, this is a critical life skill. And if you are able to quickly reframe something and pivot, do you know how powerful that is? I mean, it is the difference. It's a day and night difference. I easily could have had so many terrible situations that really kept me stuck and held me back and really kept me down. And instead, because of my ability to reframe, I'm able to like analyze something for what it is, acknowledge it for what it is, you know, not have to put any rose-colored glasses on and recognize, okay, this was bad and here's why, and this is what I'm gonna do moving forward, instead of staying stuck in the energy of the negative situation. And that's where we get bogged down, is when something does not unfold the way that we wanted it to and we stay stuck in that energy, it literally is like having a weight attached to your ankle that's drowning you emotionally and mentally. And I really think this is a critical life skill to be able to like regroup yourself quickly, capture the narrative in a way that's favorable to you, and then take the lesson and quickly move on to the next thing. It's very important that we're able to have this skill and apply it. And the better you are at it, the more productive you will continue to be in your life. So as negative things happen, you'll get much better at not sitting there being upset about things because you're able to put it in a box and just say, look, okay, that situation didn't serve me in all these ways. I'm moving on from it. Here's how I'm moving on. This is what I learned from it, and go. It's a pivot and go. And I just think that you have to recognize the power of your own voice for yourself. This is not about other people's perception of you. It's not about getting other people's approval on something. It's not about checking with other people if they agree with you. It's about you saying, this is what happened and this is how I'm choosing to narrate it and this is how I'm choosing to move forward. It's very important that you build that skill because it's really the difference between confident, happy people that can really roll with the punches. You know what I mean? It's like, this is how you build grit in life. It's like, I've had a lot of bad things happen to me in my life, or I've made bad decisions, right? Like they've either happened to me or I've created them on my own. Nonetheless, I've had to regroup and pull my strength together and somehow reframe it so it didn't literally kill me or humiliate me or stop me from moving forward. And if I let every single bad, negative, toxic experience hold me back, I would never be able to be productive. I'd never be able to sit here on this podcast and impart this hopefully wisdom to you and show you how powerful your own voice is. So I think it's really important to catch yourself in these moments, especially when you're narrating something that you know is frankly BS. A lot of times we frame things in a way so that we're the victim because it's comfortable and it's easier than saying, okay, that sucked. I need to put on my big girl or boy pants and move forward. Like it's easier to be the victim and to have this like stuck, sad narrative, you know, oh, this was so awful, this happened, you know? And it's like, look, there's always a time and place to feel bad for yourself, but there's also a time and place to pick yourself up and move on. And it takes a lot of power and strength to be able to do it, which is why I think this skill is so important for you to understand and to really start applying. And one way you can pinpoint an example of yourself narrating something negatively is if you catch yourself narrating stories that you know are not true, that you know are kind of BS, but you keep telling yourself this story. So if you keep saying, I'm not a tech person, or I'm not handy, or I'm not athletic, or I don't know, I'm a behind the scenes person. These are all lies. They're lies. You know what you're really saying is I'm too scared to create something different and I'm just going to lean on my old narrative about who I am because I really don't want to push myself to grow. That's what you're saying. Or you're basically saying I'm scared to, you know, go after learning a new skill. And you're hiding behind this narrative that you're telling yourself that is just not true. You know, like me saying to myself, oh, I'm a behind the scenes person forever and ever and ever until all of a sudden I realize, oh my gosh, for my job, I have to get in front of the camera. Well, guess what? I stopped telling myself that and I started putting myself in front of the camera and here we are. So I just think that we tell ourselves these stories to enable ourselves in some ways. And it really doesn't serve us in the long run. And I think the faster you can grasp this concept and really apply it, the better off you're going to be because you're not going to be held back anymore by false narratives or negative energy. You're not throwing your good energy after your bad. You're really regrouping quickly, you know, when the chips are down and you're choosing to acknowledge it and move forward. And I think modeling this for your children is critically important because the reality is there's always going to be hard things that come up. There's always going to be failures. There's always going to be things that we tried that didn't work out. Sometimes there are faults, sometimes it's not. You know, it's very important to make sure that you understand that you hold the keys to the kingdom, which is truly how you feel. and it's your mindset. And I think the more you rely on these kinds of tools, the more empowered you're going to be. And that's how you're able to be resilient. I mean, the reason why I'm pretty much able to have happy days every single day, no matter what, is because I'm able to reframe stuff constantly. Even if the chips are so desperately down, even if we're talking life or death, I reframe things over and over and over again constantly, because it is so easy to fall into all the negative thinking patterns. And I think this is really the main reason why I'm able to be confident and happy. And I want that for you. I want you to be well-adjusted. I want you to model that for your kids. Or if you don't have kids, for your employees. If you're a boss at work, a lot of people come to you with a lot of problems. And it's super important that you're able to help them reframe things in a way that they can continue to be productive in their job and in their lives. I also have friends, just like you do, that, you know, they're struggling sometimes. And I think it's great that people are able to be honest and reach out for help. And I think one of the best things you can do is get them to see a different side of the coin and get them to shift the entire narrative around a tough situation just so that they can move past it, honestly. It's really a survival tool more than anything. It's a way for you to come to terms with things in a way that's productive so that you can move forward in your life without remaining, you know, in a depression about things, etc. And I just think that it's a huge opportunity for you to get a leg up and for you to really build life skills that nobody teaches you in school, which is why I'm here. And I really just want to empower you with these tools so that you understand that nobody else is going to do this for you. It's really about you just choosing to have a happy life. And if that means you need to go back and reframe different situations, then go do that. And I think you should really practice it. I think you need to find situations that are bothering you. And I want you to really think critically. Like, what I do is I'll go back through a situation that was really hard that I'm still trying to get over or move on from. And I will play it back and I will acknowledge how hard something was and all the bad things that happened. Again, maybe it was that I made it a bad move on my own, in which case it's a learning opportunity and I need to own that. Other times it's people really treated you really poorly. So how do you reconcile that? And this is your tool. It's a reconciliation tool. You go through, you acknowledge every single thing that happened. You feel the feelings again. And then you pull yourself out of it and you take a deep breath and you're like, okay, all that's true, but now what? What am I going to do? Am I gonna let this prevent me from making my next move? Like, how am I going to regroup from this devastating experience? Let's just say it's something really devastating. Like, you need to find one or two things that you have learned from this and also think realistically, how can I use this terrible situation to my advantage moving forward? So if you had, again, a bad job, let's just say, because I think that's a pretty straightforward example, a really toxic work environment, and there was nothing positive about the whole entire experience, you can still take that experience and reframe the entire thing by saying, that job was terrible. I am so glad that I got to experience that because I will never, ever make those mistakes. And what I'm going to do moving forward is make sure that I, in my interviews moving forward, that I ask these specific questions up front, because now I know how important these different aspects of my job are. Like, you know, what are my responsibilities and how am I being supported? So then you can take all these lessons and really apply them very practically to the next job so that you can turn the page. And honestly, you should be excited, because if you're able to leave a situation that was toxic for you and then mentally move on from it this way and reframe and like really empower yourself through that adversity that you just experienced, it's very powerful. Because you know what happens? You become untouchable. What happens when you're able to truly reframe things is what you realize is you own your emotions. You are in charge. There is nobody that can touch you. It doesn't matter how much money they have. It doesn't matter how powerful they are. It does not matter. Nobody can touch you. You are unbreakable when you are able to do this, because you have full command of your emotions. It doesn't mean you don't feel things, because you do still feel things. It means you're able to regroup from situations that are hard, put them in context, and learn something from it, take something from it, and move forward. You're also able to negate people and minimize voices that are not as important to you in your life. Like, if you had a toxic, let's just say, partner or boss or whatever it is, and they were saying stuff to you that was really in your head, and you are able to remind yourself that, wait a minute, what this person has to say is actually not the end all be all, and I don't need to settle for this kind of treatment, and I am better than this. Because again, you are reframing. Instead of thinking into what they're saying to you, instead you listen, and then you simply say, yeah, I don't think this person's credible. I'm not feeding into their narrative. It's my narrative. And the truth of the matter is, how they're treating me is not acceptable. I'm not going to settle for this, and I'm moving forward, and I need to get away from this toxic environment. Boom. You just reframe the entire thing. You took back all of your power, and you make moves, and you're able to really gather your strength, because you're deciding that you have turned the tables. You are deciding you are in control. You're not giving away your energy to anything anymore. You're really owning it. And I gotta say, this has gotta be one of the most powerful things I do. And I do it all the time. I do it constantly. Even if you have a really sick, you know, an animal that's really sick, or a family member, or something that's truly awful, you can reframe that. Now, you're not gonna fix it, but you can reframe it so it's more survivable, okay? So there's a difference. It doesn't mean that you can fix everything. It means it's a coping skill. It means that you are able to pull in your energy and regroup and create boundaries emotionally for yourself, so that you don't start drowning in your emotions. So maybe you cannot fix a situation, but you can change the way you choose to think about it. Like, if you have a sick family member, then, and that's obviously incredibly devastating, you can reframe it and say, well, today I can do something to enjoy that person still and help make their day better. So I'm gonna go make them lunch, and I'm gonna go surprise them and put a smile on their face, even though they're not feeling well. Okay, so what it does is it gets you out of your head, and it puts you in a position of power so that you can take productive and meaningful action, so that even if you can't fix the overall outcome of something, you can still make a positive impact to those around you. And you know what? It feels good when you can do that. And it also puts you right back in a moment, and it helps you live in the moment, because you're choosing joy in every situation. No matter how ugly or how devastating, you're choosing joy over anything. Same thing with my tennis. I can sit there and cry all day about how bad I am. Well, the truth is, I'm like, okay, well, I'm bad. And then I pull myself out of it, and I look at the facts, and I said, well, I'm not as good as these girls. Yes, because they've been playing since they were young, and you know, I didn't have that benefit, and I'm new. Okay, that's true. But also, these girls show up and they're playing tennis 3 to 4 days a week. Well, I previously couldn't commit to that, and now I can. So now I will. And now I've made a choice that instead of sitting here being stuck and saying how bad I am at tennis and just quitting, I have looked at my calendar, and I've made room, and I've decided that I want to get really good at this sport and really enjoy it, because it's really great for my health and it's super fun. And I might not be as good as some of the other girls, but I also know that if I try really hard and work super hard at it, like, I can be a decent player. And that's the truth. The truth is, if I really want to put in my effort around this, and I choose that for myself, I can do it. It's just a matter of being disciplined, period. Same thing if you're having an issue with your weight. It's like, well, yeah, I don't feel good at all. I'm getting really depressed about it, and I'm really busy, and I just am not in a good place overall. And like, I can just sit here and continue to sit here in the same stuck energy, or I can make a real choice here and decide to help myself. And like, some days you're like, I'm just not up for that. You know, I'm down, I'm too stressed out, I'm too exhausted, And that's fine, because at least you're having an honest conversation with yourself about acknowledging that you could do something more, but you're just not in that place. But maybe the next day you wake up and you're like, you know what? Today's the day. It is a new day. I've chosen. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to bed earlier, and I'm going to wake up earlier, and I'm going to do a 7-minute workout with the 7-minute workout app, whatever it is. And you are deciding to reframe and change your energy around the fact that you're not happy with your weight, and you're making a choice to not make excuses and just to really put your best foot forward at something. And it's, let me tell you, it's very empowering, and it really changes your momentum, and it really changes your entire mindset when you decide to take control of situations that you really can reframe. And I think at the end of the day, it becomes a choice as to how you want to feel and how you choose to feel. And I think above all, you know, if you're struggling doing this, it's just bringing the awareness forward to you that you are powerful enough to really take control of a narrative. And if you are struggling, it's not for someone else to fix. It's only for you to fix. It really is. And that's the truth. And that maybe that's good news to some of you. Maybe it's bad news to some of you. But I find it to be very empowering that I know no matter what the situation is, nobody can ever penetrate my feelings if I do not let them. I am in full control of who I let into my energy, who I let into my brain. And I'm very protective of that. And I think you should be too. And so if you feel that you're, you know, in a rut or you're having a hard time, like, zoom out and pretend that you're a friend of yours and think to yourself, how can I reframe this? So again, my friend that had this whole negative narrative, I was like, that's so sad. Like, I don't see it that way at all. I think you had a beautiful last 10 years. You have done ABC things, and now things are changing. Your circumstances are changing, and that's okay. It's part of the journey. Like, you're not supposed to be in the same situation for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, right? And it is uncomfortable to have a different set of circumstances that you have to work with. But, you know, just trying to put the most positive spin on something and reframing it in a way that you're not sitting there like really upset is so powerful and important. So I think you guys have the overall essence of what I'm trying to get across to you. And I genuinely don't understand why this concept isn't talked about more, because I really think this is one of my best tools in my whole toolkit of my mental health. I really hope this is something you learn to become aware of and just start practicing when you find yourself in a really negative headspace or having a really hard day. Or again, you're one of your kids, an employee, your partner, anybody else in your life that is having this kind of challenge. I really implore you to apply the tools, and I challenge you to push back on your narrative and say, is this really the only way I can think of this right now? Like, how else can I reposition this in my mind? Kind of like a movie, like if it was a silent film and there was a voiceover, and the voiceover was one way. And then you say, well, how else can I rewrite this? And how else can I choose the reaction to this? How else can we just restate this? And, you know, it happens all the time if you think about it, because say you and your friend or you and your spouse are in the exact same situation. You're at the same event. You know that your husband or wife might narrate it differently than you would, right? And it's just because that's just how they perceived it, and that's how they narrated it. So there's always different ways to narrate the same set of facts, is what I'm saying. It's not one way. There's many ways. And so I want to push you. I really want to push you to be creative in the way that you choose to narrate and frame things in your mind and with your family. And let me know how it goes, man, because I think you're going to really, really take so much ownership and pride once you try this on and really see how powerful it is. For me, I can tell you right now, it's probably my top one or two things to my success is the way I choose to reframe things. When bad things happen, especially, I always reframe it in a way that's productive. And I think that's really the big key as to how I'm resilient. And I really want that for you as well. So I hope this was helpful, insightful, empowering to you. And I appreciate you listening. So thank you again. Please give me 5 stars and download the episode so that we get credit for all the downloads. And if you have any experiences that you want to share back with me, I'd love to hear it. So just DM me at Kimberly Levy, and I'd really love to hear from you. So thank you again for listening, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram at Kimberly Levy and let me know your thoughts about today's show. You can screenshot this episode and let us know what your biggest takeaway was and tag me at Kimberly Levy, and we can share it on our stories. I will see you again, same time, same place next week.